Okay, so the Sfas Emes in Parshas Shmini is going to take up a number of the themes that he usually speaks about, except that he applies them specifically to the Midrashim in Parshas Shmini. So one of the major themes that the Sfas Emes likes to talk about is the requirement that all the Jewish people have is to elevate everything in this world, to elevate everything physical that we have in this world, to elevate it, to make it meaningful, to make it special, to make it holy, to make it spiritual particularly. So he actually begins the first piece with a pasuk back in the end of Parshas Tzav, pointing out that the Kohanim had to hang out in Beis HaMikdash, in Mishkan, for 7 days before Bayom HaShmini. Our Pasha starts by Bayom HaShmini, which is, of course, the day that the Mishkan was dedicated, the Shmini Miluim, the actual dedication. But before they could actually get to Yom HaShmini, there had to be 7 days of preparation. And that's what he's going to talk about. What's the significance of those 7 days of preparation? Preparation is very, very important in Yiddishkeit. So take a look at the very last psukim of Pasha Tzav. You have to first see the last couple of psukim on page 309. So the psukim read as follows: Umi Pesach Olmoid from Maftir on Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Umi Pesach Olmoid Lo Seitzu Shivas Yamim. The Kohanim had to hang out in the Mishkan for 7 days. They can't leave. Ad Yom Melos Yemei Milueichem, until the day of the completion of their miluim, of all those karbanos and all the avoda that was done beforehand. Ki Shivas Yamim Yemalei Es Yedchem. Because those 7 days working, preparing for Rosh Chodesh, Boker Tov, Gabi. Because those 7 days preparing for that special day, Yom HaShmini, which was going to be the day of the dedication ceremony of the Mishkan, the Kohanim had to prepare. They had to prepare for 7 days. And there's this language of Kishivas Yomim Yemalei Es Yedchem. You have to fill up your hands. Very strange lashon. Fill up your hands. Well, you have to fill up your hands for 7 days before Yom HaShmini, before the 8th day. So what's going on over here? So let's take a look inside in the sheets in the Sfas Emes. So let's see what he says. Ksiv Shivas Yomim Yimalei Es Yedchem. So he starts like this. Aaron hu amud hashalom v'hu kli machzik bracha. So we know that Aaron HaKohen represented the midah of Shalom. You know the Mishnah is saying Pirkei Avos, Teve Mitami Dov Shal Aaron, Oev Shalom, Veroev Shalom. Aaron is all about Shalom. So Aaron is Amar HaShalom, V'hu Kli Machzik Bracha. And again, you have to remember the Sfas Emes. Every word of the Sfas Emes, he's referring to another Mamar Chazal. You got to focus on what he's saying. So V'hu Kli Machzik Bracha. You're probably familiar with the very last Mishnah in Shas, which says, Lo Motzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Shalom, Kli Machzik Bracha L'Yisrael Ela HaShalom. That, so the Mishnah says that Shalom, peace, is the Kli Machzik Bracha. Peace is the vessel of which all blessing comes through. The Kli Machzik Bracha, that's why, and right, Hashem Oz Lamo Yutein Hashem Yivarech Samo BaShalom. That's the way Shas ends. Lo matzah kadosh baruch hu kli machzik bracha ela hashalom. That's why Shmon Esrei ends with shalom. Right? Sim shalom is the last bracha of Shmon Esrei, and benching ends with shalom. Hashem yivarech samo b'shalom. Shas ends with shalom. Everything ends with shalom because the kli machzik bracha, the vessel that contains blessing. So whenever we end something off, we always end it off with shalom. So says the Sfas Emes, lochem. Lochein habrachos misurin biyado, and this is why Aaron is the one who is appointed to bless the Jewish people. Aaron is the one appointed to bless the Jewish people. Dichsiv su yidechem kodesh ubarachu es Hashem. Lift your hands up to the Ribbono Shlom and bless ubarachu es Hashem, meaning that the Kohanim with their yadayim, the Kohanim by raising up their yadayim, they would bless the people. So again, in line number one, the Sfas Emes is just highlighting that Aaron, who was the primary conduit of Shalom, So he's the one who blesses the people with shalom with his yadayim. So now he's going to go back in. So what's he going on? Let's remember. Shivas yamim yumalei es yedchem. For 7 days, the Kohanim had to fill up their hands. What does it mean, fill up their hands? Let's continue and see what he says. This is sort of like a side point. But now he gets into it. Umikodem tzarech lios shlemos. Bebechinas kli. Zeh yamalei es yedchem. Dichsiv, as it's written in the pasuk, Asher timsa yadcha lasos bekochacha asay. So that's another pasuk. Pirish bezara kadosh bekochacha ze nishmasa shezehu ikar avodas adam ba'olam hazeh. Says this fasemis. This is man's main avoda in this world. Lekasher hamase bekoach haneshama. To take your yodayim is that which you do all of your acts with. Your yodayim is that you do all your acts with. Take your yodayim and raise them up. Lekasher hamaisa b'koach haneshama. Yodcha, so he's going back to that pasuk in Koheles. Again, that pasuk, kol asher timtza, that I just quoted about, it's a pasuk in Koheles. Kol asher timtza yodcha lasus b'koach haaseh. So the Zohar, this is Zohar in Parshas Miketz, says on this pasuk, "Bekochacha, that's the neshama." Shezeu ikar avodas adam olam hazeh lekasher hamaisa. Take your yodayim. He's explaining this pasuk in Koheles. Kol asher timtza yodcha lasos. Whatever you could do with your yodayim, bekochacha asay. You have to take your yodayim and use your neshama to elevate that those yodayim. Yodcha zu smola. So yodcha. Right, yadcha usually means yad keha, your weaker hand, which means your left hand. Romez el haguf, that he says is a reference to your body. Lasos bekochacha, and to do with your koach, bishutfus koach haneshama. That means you're supposed to use your body, your yadayim, bekochacha, with your special koach that Hashem gave you, and the special koach that Hashem gave you, that's your neshama. Kemoshe kasuv. As the pasuk says, "Bechol derachecha da'ehu." The pasuk says, "Bechol derachecha da'ehu." In all your ways, in all your paths, and with all your hands, everything you do in life, da'ehu. Make sure to know Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to bring Hakadosh Baruch Hu into every action. Uvekoach haneshama misakein gam haguf. And with the power of man's neshama, man has the ability to transform his guf. Now the Sfasemis is going to speak about this at length this week. Some fascinating ideas that the Sfasemis believes very strongly, that if man uses his neshama to inform all of his actions, if man thinks about his soul and everything that he does, if man thinks about spiritual matters in every moment of his activities in this world, not only is that what the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to do in terms of having your neshama direct your body, but the neshama could actually change the body. The neshama could actually develop the body, change the body. If a person thinks early in his life he has certain taivas or certain yetzaharas or certain things that the body is just sort of like on his own, then the Sfasemis holds, and you're going to see Mamish in the next line. The Sfasemis holds that if a person can work on himself in such a way that the neshama could literally refine the body, could literally change the body, could literally make the body something completely different. And you're going to see what this means in a minute, how far this Sfasemis takes this idea. And we've certainly seen people, we've seen this all the time. You see this all the time, that a person may grow up in a certain way. I mean, the classic example of the Gemara is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was like a mobster, a gangster, a mafioso, the most lowly person in society, the roughest, toughest, most nasty, angry, arrogant, a robber, a highway robber. They say he would stab people, he would rob people, he would molest people. He was of the lowliest member of society. Reish Lakish became literally like his whole persona. He totally. So listen to what Chassam says about this. Watch what he says. V'lachem misayim hapasuk, and therefore. The pasuk concludes, that same pasuk in Koheles. Again, you have to hear the whole pasuk. Again, pasuk says, "Asher timtza yadcha laos b'kochacha aseh, whatever your neshama could impact on your body with your koach of your neshama, that you could impact your yodayim. Your yodayim represents the physical world, the smola, what the Zohar calls the smola, the weaker hand, meaning that's the neshama. The right hand is symbolizes the neshama. I'm sorry, the weaker hand symbolizes the guf. Thank you. The guf, the smola. What's the end of the pasuk? Says the Sfasemis. Listen to the Sfasemis. This phenomenal pshat in the end of that pasuk. What he says is, ki ein maise. Again, you don't have the whole pasuk in front of you here, but maybe I should have given it to you. Ki ein maise utvuna v'chachma b'sheol asher ata holechala. Because in the next world, there's no longer any chance to elevate those maisim. So whatever you can do in this world, Kohelis is saying, make sure you refine your guf in this world, because by the time this world is over, you no longer have any opportunity to refine it. Now listen to the way he takes this. There's an idea I heard of it, but I never really saw a source for it. Listen to this. Perish. Ki aguf omed lemisa. We all know, we're all going there, right? The body is destined for death. The body doesn't live forever. The body doesn't have forever. Rock, listen to what he says. Kifi hiskashus maise ha'adam ba'odenu chai b'koach ha'neshama. Herbie Boker Tov. According to the level, Herbie, according to the level that a person ties his acts in this world while he's still alive with the koach of his neshama, to the degree that a person succeeds in having the neshama and having his spirit and having his soul inform, define, mold, impact upon his guf. Listen to this, Barry, you're not going to believe this. Al yidei zeh ha'aras ha'neshama chofef al ha'guf gam bekever. Says this Fas Emes, through this, the neshama has the ability to mamish change the guf to the extent that even after the guf is finished with life and the guf is sitting lifeless in that kever, there still is a little bit of a piece of chiyus, of ruchnius in that guf, even though the neshama is no longer in the guf. The neshama has already returned to its maker. But there's a little piece of spirit that the neshama succeeded in life. The neshama succeeded in life in changing that guf. There's a little piece of spirit that still exists in that guf, that even after the guf is lying there dead, there's still a little bit of a piece of that neshama there. Ayyar's neshama chofer al guf gam bekever. Umitzad ze osed l'schiyas ha-mesim. And it's mitzah that, so hold on, that's one mind-blowing. So mind-blown number one, the Sfas Emes says, that even after the neshama is gone from the guf, there is still a little, he says like this, the glow of the neshama, the impact that the neshama had on the guf while the person's alive, still exists after the person is dead in the kever. And not only, so that's mind-blowing number one, when you go visit a kever, according to the Sfas Emes, this is the source, according to the Sfas Emes, that even though the neshama is no longer in the guf, there's still some impact, the shine, the glow of the impact that your neshama had on your guf is still there even after death. That's A. B, he says, that's where Tchias HaMesim comes from. Because what is Tchias HaMesim? Tchias HaMesim is the guf being regenerated back into life. What can take a lifeless guf and regenerate it back to life? That's the glow that the neshama had, the impact that the neshama had on the body while the body was alive. That's what causes tchias hamesim. Umitzad ze osed l'tchias hamesim. It's because of the impact that the neshama had on the guf, that's what allows there to be tchias hamesim. And that's why if your neshama did not impact your guf whatsoever, then you're not going to be able to be destined to Tchias HaMesim. So let's see what he says there. He's going to continue on this theme a little bit more. Give me a few moments, Barry. I know you're ready to chop my head off. Give me a second. Continues this Fasemas. Uveshabbos Kodesh. Meir Hanashama B'Tosefes Gam B'Guf. And he says that on Shabbos Kodesh, he says, and he's going to talk about how all week long, our actions are supposed to be influenced by that neshama. Uvi Shabbos Kodesh. But on Shabbos, we have an extra special koach every week on Shabbos to allow that neshama to impact the guf. As a matter of fact, he's going to say that on Shabbos, we all know Shabbos me'ein olam haba. He keeps talking about that. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. So what does it mean that Shabbos me'ein olam haba? Says the Sfasem. So v'Shabbos kodesh me'er ha'neshama b'tosefes, b'tosvos gam b'guf, l'fi shehu me'ein olam haba, as the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos. Sheba olam haba gam ha'gufos yihiyu mizuchachim. At the time of Olam Haba, the body is going to radiate, even the body is going to radiate with the power of the neshama. Like Adam HaRishon had before the sin in Gan Eden, that even his body was totally spiritual. Even his body did not have those physical taivas that we have in this world because he succeeded, not that he succeeded, but Adam HaRishon before the sin, his body was totally controlled by the neshama, by the spiritual. There was you didn't have that tension, that fight between the body and the neshama. The neshama completely ruled over the body, so even the body was spiritual. Even the physical actions that Adam did were completely...
Like Moshe, they say that he was one.
Correct. Correct, exactly, like Moshe Rabbeinu. It was one. That's why Moshe, without the split, we saw. So he says that each week we get a little bit of a special koach to have that neshama rule over the guf without as much interference, which is Shabbos Kodesh Lishumein Olam Abba. Sheba Olam Abba Gama Gufos Yihu Mezuchachem, says the Sfas Emes. In the next world, even the physical body will be pure, will be mezuchach, will be completely, right, zach, shemen zayis, zoch. Zach means pure, mizuchach, pure. Vizeh bechinas mishne lechem. I assume he means lechem mishne. Listen to what he says. Lachain mitzvah la'aneg gam haguf b'Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, says this Sfas Emes, there is a special mitzvah to pay attention on Shabbos, not only to your neshama. There's a special mitzvah to pay attention on Shabbos, even to your guf. Why? Meaning by having Oneg Shabbos, by having some chalent and having some kugel and doing things on Shabbos. There's a special Indian called Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos means not only to sit and learn all day. You're not Yotze, all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, if you sit and learn all day. You're not Yotze. There's a special mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos to be Ma'aneg the Guf also on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is the day that the Guf has special powers to become spiritual. That eating chalent on Shabbos has a special ability to elevate a person spiritually. Because Shabbos is the day where the neshama has more kochos over the guf. Where even those physical actions that a person does has more of an ability to elevate a person spiritually. Because Shabbos is a day that the neshama has more control over the guf. So that's why, says the Sfas Emes, that we have special mitzvos on Shabbos that are geared specifically to the guf, because you have the ability. You could fast all week long and you're fine. Fast all week long, no problem. There's no isser, there's no prohibition to fast on a random Monday or anything, but to fast on Shabbos, you can't, because there's a mitzvah on Shabbos. Because Shabbos has the ability to elevate the physical. So we give special kochos, we give special focus and attention on Shabbos to the physical. Like I once heard from Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg, and I hope I don't get it wrong, but I once heard, like in 2001, 17 years ago, I had the opportunity to spend the Shabbos with him. Great tzaddik, a great mystical holy man in Yerushalayim, Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. So he told over a story about a certain Hasidic Rebbe who said to one of the simple folk, he said, not only does my nishmas kol chai on Shabbos reach a higher elevation than yours, but even when I eat the gefilte fish on Shabbos, I have a higher spiritual experience than the simple farmer. He said because when I eat the gefilte fish, it's a whole different experience. It's not like I'm not eating with my taivas, I'm not eating with my physical desires, I'm eating with my neshama. That's what he says happens on Shabbos, because the whole goal of life is to take the spiritual experiences and have them elevate. You have to see the way this rabbi eats, by the way. See the way he eats. It's not the way you and I eat, the way he eats. Nothing, no resemblance, living or dead, to the way you and I eat. Literally, he would eat like this. He would take one little piece of challah, put it into his mouth, like covered Shabbos Kodesh, little piece of challah, put it in. He'd wait about another 10 minutes, then another little piece of challah into the mouth, like covered Shabbos Kodesh. In the middle, he's talking to his kids, to his wife, to his... He's Lakovich, his wife ate in a different room, but that's a different story. But a little piece of food. Lakovich Shabbos Kodesh. So,
how does this tie in with the Kohen and Shalom?
So good. So he says, you'll see in the next piece a little bit how it ties in. But he says, this is the preparation that the Kohanim had to do for 7 days, Yemale Es Yedchem, to be Memale the Yadayim. So again, I think what he means is he's going to explain it even more. So it's a good question. So he says, I think what he's trying to say is that what the Kohanim were doing for 7 days was preparing their Yadayim, was trying to elevate by sitting there in the Beis HaMikdash, was preparing their Yadayim for blessing, for being able to bless the people. He's just explaining this phrase, Yemale Es Yedchem. What does it mean, Yemale Es Yedchem? Yemale Es Yedchem means taking your physical actions and trying to invest them with Ruchnia. So by hanging out in Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, and that's how the Kohanim were able to bless the people with their Yadayim. That's what he's trying to say. And I think that's what Shalom refers to also. Shalom refers to when your hands become totally spiritual. When your hands become totally that's the kli machzik bracha is shalom, and the hands are that which are that where that expresses it in a person. I think that's what it's a good question, Uri. He doesn't spell that out, but we'll see as we continue. You'll see that this inyan gets spelled out a little bit more. So let's continue a little more, even though we're going backwards in the years this year, this week, from Tafresh Samach Dalet backwards to Tafresh Samach Aleph. But but the ideas, I think, go forwards. So let's see. let's continue. Uri, I think we're gonna develop it more. Be'inyin Yemei Amiluim. So again, the Sfasemis in Tafresh Samach Aleph talks about the 7 days again. What's the function of the 7 days? Uri, back to your point. Be'inyin Yemei Amiluim V'yom HaShmini Kar Moshe. Dechsev. Shivas Yamin Yimale Es Yedchem. Again, back on that pasuk, Uri. Vuhu Kimo, he says, Kimo, so what was the function of those 7 days? Kimo, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos. So he has an allusion to the 7 weeks that we find ourselves in right now. He says, these 7 days, by Yom HaShmini, which was the culmination of 7 days. Joe, you're allowed. You can come. You can still have your old seat, Joe. We give you a late pass, Joe. We know you were busy saving lives. Don't worry about it. We know. Kimo Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tehiyena. I can't have you so far away from me, Joe. You know, I don't have the same. I don't have the same inspiration where you're not close to me. So here we go. Sheva Shabbosos Timimos. Oh, Sheheim Tikkun Amidos. Says the Sfas Emes. What's the goal of the 7 weeks that we find ourselves in now? Tikkun Amidos, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. The seven aspects of the way the Ribbono Shel Olam interacts with the world. So this is Tikkun Amidos. That's why every night we say Chesed Shebechesed. Some of us do. I don't, but some people say Chesed Shebechesed, Gevura Shebechesed, Tiferes Shebechesed. So this is 49 days of Tikkun Amidos. Lihios Kalim Lekabel HaTorah B'Shvuos. So we are fixing ourselves, we are preparing ourselves in these 7 weeks. We're preparing ourselves so that our bodies should be appropriate vessels to accept the Torah on Shavuos. 7 times 7, the 7 midos, we're working on chesed. This week we're working on the midah of gvura, we're working on teferes, working on netzach, hod, yisod, malchus. We're working on fixing all the aspects of ourselves, fixing all the aspects for 7 weeks. That's what, by the chassidim, that's what the 7 weeks of Shavuos are all about. Even by the misnagdim, that's what the 7 weeks of Shavuos are all about. Preparation for Matan Torah, for Kabbalah HaTorah. So what the Sfas Emes is going to say, unbelievably, is that the 7 days, listen to what he's going to say, the 7 days of the Kohanim preparing in Beis HaMikdash was the same preparation, the 7 day preparation of the Kohanim for the 8th day, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, of the day that the Mishkan was going to be dedicated, that was performing the same function as all of Klal Yisrael does in the 7 weeks of preparation for Shavuos, the same number 7. What all of Klal Yisrael does in 7 weeks before Shavuos, that's what the Kohanim were doing in 7 days. And I think, Uri, this is going to build beautifully to help us explain the last piece. Let's see what he says. Shem tikkun amidos, so that we should be kelim lekabel haTorah b'Shavuos. Kideisa, as the Mishnah states in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, haskein atzmecha lilmod Torah. You can't just jump into Talmud Torah. You can't just jump into Limud HaTorah. You can't just jump into Shavuos. If you just try to celebrate Shavuos right away after Pesach, like Shemini Atzeres is right away after Sukkot, if we would have the same thing by Shavuos being the Atzeres, Atzeres Shavuos is called Atzeres. If the Atzeres of Shavuos would be right after Pesach, you can't jump right in. You can't jump right in. Limud HaTorah requires preparation. That's what the Mishnah says in of us. Haskein atzmecha lilmod Torah. Fix yourself. You got to fix yourself before you learn Torah. You got to make yourself a kli to accept Torah. You can't just jump right into Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah requires a lot of preparation. Haskin atzmeinu Torah. Ukeshe yatsu me'eretz Mitzrayim, tzrichin lahachin atzmeinu lekabbalas HaTorah. Right when you leave Egypt, you have to prepare yourself for Kabbalas HaTorah. Ki HaTorah arucha me'eretz midah. Urechava mineyam. Pasuk in Eov. You know what the Pasuk in Eov says about the Torah? And this has to be a consolation for people about the study of Torah. Let me burst your bubble now, okay? There ain't no such thing as knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. Let me say that again. There ain't no such thing. Don't try to know all of Torah. It's impossible. Try to drink up all the water of the ocean. You could be drinking from Heint Bis Morgen. You could spend your whole lifetime taking 75,000 fire engines and pumping all the water out of the ocean. I once heard this from Rabbi Mansour. He said, take, you know, imagine you're still going to, what's it going to be difference? How much is going to be different from the ocean, from the Atlantic Ocean? You took 75,000 fire engines and you pumped them for 20 years. You pumped the water out of the ocean. How much of a dent did you make? You made no dent. You're going to make no dent in the whole Atlantic Ocean is vast. You know what it says about Torah? Ki haTorah arucha me'eretz midah. It's larger than the largest continent. Urechava mineyam. It's more broad than all of the ocean. So, in order to be impacted by the Torah, is beyond our conception, beyond our comprehension. It's vast. Shas. It's vast. So you have to prepare for that. Ki haTorah arucha me'eretz midah. Avol kifi tikkun midos ha'adam yachol lekabel b'hem ha'aras ha'torah. But according to the amount that a person works on himself, b'chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hod, yisod, malchus, the more a person works on himself, he will be able to accept upon himself the light of Torah during Shavuos. B'midah she'adam modei kach modedin lo. According to the way you prepare for Torah, that's the way they dish it out to you. Uchein shekasim b'vendish tazria. Umayim tikein b'mida ayin sham. I don't know what he's referring to there. Another pasuk in Iyov. Uve mishkan shivas yimei miluim. So therefore, at the time of the dedication of the mishkan, the Kohanim had to spend the 7 days miluim ki bal tshuva. Wow, listen to this, Rabbi Isai. So now the Sfas Emes is asking, so why in the mishkan was it only 7 days if by Shavuos it's 7 weeks?
He's
going to speak about that, Joe. He's going to speak about... Joe. Excellent point. He's going to speak about that in 1 minute. He's going to speak about that in 1 second. Listen, Joe, you know what he says? So he quotes a passage from the Zohar. Where else? He quotes a passage from the Zohar. Bal tshuva ba bechela sagi. A bal tshuva has more power, has more koach than somebody starting out from scratch. Klal Yisrael at this juncture, right at the dedication of the Mishkan, what were they coming right off of? What were they coming right off of? What were they coming right off of? The sin of the Chet HaEgel. Bal tshuva bechela sagi. When a person's a bal tshuva, when a person's a bal tshuva, when a person is coming off of sin, and he's coming with koiches and desire and ratzon and ability to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's reacting to bad times. So he has more ability, he has more koach. A person who's a Baal Tshuva can do 7 weeks in 7 days, says the Sfas. Listen to this. A person who's a Baal Tshuva can accomplish what normally takes 7 weeks in 7 days. So Joe, you know what he's going to say? You know why Sukkot is 7 days and Atzeres by Pesach is 7 weeks? It takes us 7 weeks to get to Shavuos, but only 7 days to get to Shmini Atzeres? Because we're Baalei Tshuva, and Tishrei we're Baalei Tshuva. We're straight off of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. When you're off of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you could do 7 weeks and 7 days. But when you just had a whole winter, and you just had a whole winter of distance from Hashem, it takes you 7 weeks to get back. Listen to what he says. Don't believe me, I'm not making it up. Let's see what he says. Uve Mishkan, Shivas Yimei Miluim, Kibal Tshuva Ba Bechela Sagi, Vitiknu Bezayin Yamim Elu. Klal Yisrael, during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, were able to fix in seven days what normally it takes for Klal Yisrael to do in 7 weeks. Vitiknu Bezayin Yamim Elu Kol Mashem Etaknin Bezayin Shavosos. They were able to fix themselves in 7 days to prepare for the quasi Matan Torah that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They were able to do in 7 days what it takes Gans Klal Yisrael to do 7 weeks normally to prepare for Shavuos. Ubeis Elo Hadrachim Tiknu Moshe Va'aron Lidoros. These two ways of growth and elevation and preparation for Gilui Shechina, these two ways of Gilui Shechina, Moshe and Aaron were misakin in all of Klal Yisrael for all future generations. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Heichan Aderech Shel Tzadikim Gemurim Umiskayim B'chol Shana B'nisan Yitzias Mitzrayim V'achakach Sheva Shabbosos Ad Kabbalah Sator. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that for all Tzadikim Gemurim, raise your hand if you're here, if you're in the category of Tzadikim Gemurim. But anyone here who's in the category of Tzadikim Gemurim, so you have the much rougher process. Because B'makom she'balei tshuva omdim afilu Tzadikim Gemurim einam yicholim lamod, Chazal said. For the Tzadik, it takes much longer to prepare for Shavuos. Hertamaisa, Abaisa, can you hear what he's saying here? For a Tzadik, you guys have, the Tzadikim, they have the much rougher job. They got to take 7 long weeks to prepare for Shavuos. That's for the Tzadikim Gemurim. So Moshe Rabbeinu heichan aderech shel Tzadikim Gemurim umiskayim b'chol shana benisan yitzias nitzayim v'achkach sheva shabbos zah kabbalah zatorah. Ve'aron tikin aderech shabalei tshuva. But Aaron was misaking the 7-day treatment. The Balei Tshuva only needs 7 days of rehab. The Tzadikim Gemurim, they need 7 weeks. But the Balei Tshuva, they just need 7 days. And Aaron was misakin the derech shel Balei Tshuva miskayim b'tishrei, and it happens in Tishrei. Zayin yamim. Oh, Joe, here's your point. Zayin yamim b'sukkis v'shmini atzeres v'simchas Torah. Ukein zedim to b'medrash ki zayin yamei sukkis v'shmini atzeres kemo zayin shabbos v'shuos. Right, gentlemen. What's Shavuos called? What's the holiday of Shavuos called? It's called in the Torah of Atzeres. So the Shavuos Atzeres takes 7 weeks, but the Shmini Atzeres takes 7 days. And the Medrash says, you know, the Medrash says He's quoting here a medrash in the medrash Tanchuma in Pinchas. You don't have it in front of you, but I have it in front of me because I got the notes. I got the cheating. So the medrash says in Pinchas that it really should have been Shmini Atzeres should have been 50 days after Sukkot, just like Shavuos is 50 days after. So why isn't it? So the medrash has some esoteric line. So the Sfas is explaining, you know, why you can accomplish on Sukkot's time in 7 days what it takes in a Shavuos time 7 weeks, because we're Bali Tshuva. And Bali Tshuva have more kachas. Bali Tshuva have more. You come out of a Yom Kippur. Come out of Yom Kippur, you come out clean from Yom Kippur, you have bigger koiches. You just went through the gut-wrenching tshuva. You went through 40 days of Elul, 30 days of Elul. You went through 10 days of Aseret Yemei tshuva. Your mamish tried to work on yourself and fix yourself, and you worked and you grew and you pushed and you ripped your koiches. You ripped yourself. So you're about tshuva. You're about tshuva. You know what big koiches about tshuva has? So about tshuva says the Sfas Emes can accomplish in 7 days what it takes the tzaddik and gemurim 7 weeks to prepare for Shavuos.
Which we're supposed to strive to be.
You're hearing the tension, Barry, right? You're hearing the tension. Oh, Barry, we first need to get to the Daigo of Bali Tshuva. We're not yet even at the Daigo of Bali Tshuva. Once we get to be Bali Tshuva, we'll be able to do it in 7 days. We first got to get to the Bali Tshuva. So there's a medrash in Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim Rabba. Okay. That's a medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabba. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. I'm just reading. I have the note. Yeah, he talks about that. Okay. V'chein b'gemara. Similarly, the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamdu shivas yamim de sukkas teshvu, miteshvu yomam valayla bimei miluim. Wow. Gemara in Sukkah compares the shivas yamim of Sukkis, mamish from our pasuk. Miteshvu yomam valayla bimei miluim. Ches lamed hey. Right, that was also the end of Parshas Tzav. Upesach, page 309. The last pasuk, the second to the last pasuk, Pesach Olmai Teshvu Yomam V'Layla Shivas Yom. So the Gemara in Sukkah compares that Teshvu Yomam V'Layla to Teshvu Kein Tadur, to the Teshvu of Shivas Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yom. Lilmod She Sukkah Noeg B'Yomam V'Laylos Shehem B'Chinas Tshuva Lachein B'Zayin Yomim Metaknin Kamo B'Zayin Shabbosos. Wow, Gemara in Sukkah. And he continues, and we're going to close with this. Rabbo said, we'll close this last point. You'll have to do the rest for homework. Mamish, by the way, this was 2 pages of 100 pages of the Sfas Emes on Shmini Atzeres. What can we do? We only have 45 minutes. What can we do? Oh. So let's just finish up this idea. Let's try to finish up. Hold on to your seats. We're going to go in speed mode for 1 second, because we've got to get it all together here. It's unbelievable. Even this piece you're gonna have to do for homework, because I don't have the time to develop it. But listen, Isim b'taras konim, vahi biyom hashmini. Shai says simcha lefanav b'marom ki yom shenivru shemayim ba'aretz. Says the medrash, vahi biyom hashmini, k'siv hasam vahi erev, v'alos hayom nemar tzener ena benos yom hamelch shlamo ba'atarashi chalom yom biyom chasun aso biyom simchas libo. Vayihi is Lashon Simcha. Vayihi is Lashon. Vayihi b'me'ach HaShveirosh. Vayihi, the Chazal say, is Lashon Simcha. Vayihi is Lashon Simcha. So the Medrash compares the Simcha of Vayihi b'yom HaShmini to the Simcha of the creation of the world, Vayihi Erev Vayivoker. When the Mishkan was built, the world was recreated. Ki b'nei Yisrael himshichu ata derech chadosh ba'olam ha'idei ha'tshuva she'asu. Says the Sfas Emes, the tshuva that Klai Yisrael did by Chet Egel, which resulted in that Komas HaMishkan, was a complete new transformation of the world, was a complete new creation. It's like the world was recreated a second time, ha'idei tshuva. Because that's what tshuva does. Tshuva mamish recreates worlds. Tshuva, when a person does tshuva, when a person gets involved in that world of tshuva, He could so completely recreate himself as if there was no reminiscence, living or dead, to what he used to be. That's what tshuva is. It's a complete new creation. It's like the world was created totally over again. Look at what he says. This was a preparation for all future generations. The fact that Klal Yisrael did tshuva by the Chet HaEgel is what allows you and I to function day to day today. Had Klal Yisrael not done tshuva by the Chet HaEgel, you and I would have no recourse in life. You and I would never be able to be better people. You and I would never be able to change ourselves. You and I would never be able to grow. Klal Yisrael recreated the world in a world of tshuva. Before Klal Yisrael did tshuva Chet HaEgel, there wasn't no such animal called tshuva. There wasn't no such ability to come back. As Chazal say, Masechet Avodah Zarah, something unbelievable, which I'm sorry, but I cannot explain to you now. I cannot explain. I know you're going to go crazy when you hear this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You're going to go nuts. And the reason I can't explain it is not that I'm lucky that I have no time, because even if I did have time, I couldn't explain it to you. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, listen to this, Rabbosai, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had no business sinning in the Chet HaEgel. It didn't make any sense that it's sin in the Chet HaEgel. God forced them to sin so that they should be able to do tshuva, so that they should show the world that there's something called tshuva, so no person should ever get so down and out by himself that he thinks he can never do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged the whole thing that they should sin and do tshuva and get out of it, so that should show us that all of us who sin, we can really get out of it also. We don't have to be mired in sin our whole lives. But really, Klal Yisrael, that gen, they were on such a high level, the people in the Midbar, they were on such a high level, they had no business sinning. God sort of forced them and arranged them to sin so that they should be able to tshuva and show the world that there's something called tshuva. I know it doesn't make sense, Barry. Don't bite my head off. I know it doesn't make sense. But I'm just telling you what it says in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. It says in Avodah Zarah that Klal Yisrael had no business sinning. We were not really on the level to sin of the Chet HaEgel. But God sort of pushed us down and made us sin so that we should be able to do tshuva to show the world that there's such a thing called tshuva. It's not me, Barry. It's a Gemara Avodah Zarah Zayin Amud Beis. Lo hayu b'nei Yisrael ru'uyin lo'oso maise ki im lohoros tshuva. Wow. Mind blown. And my notes over here quote Rashi over there. Listen to what Rashi says in Avodah Zarah. Giborim v'shalitim b'yitzer hayu. The people of the generation of the Chet HaEgel, they were mighty tzaddikim who were sholed over the Yetzer. V'lo haya roi l'skabi yitzer malayim. And really the Yetzer Hara should not have attacked. Ela gzeiras melech ha'yisa lishlov ba. Hashem made a decree on the Yetzer Hara to overcome them for that moment. To allow all Bali Tshuva for all future generations to know, hey, if they could be sholid on their Yetzer, then you could be sholid on your Yetzer. If a person says, a person might say, why should I do Tshuva? Based on how bad the things that I did were, there's no way Hashem is going to take me back. Hey, was your sin as bad as the golden calf? Did you like throw out God and exchange him for a golden idol? Whatever you did, as bad as you did, you didn't throw God out in the toilet and replace him with a golden image. So, Omrim lo, say ulamod mimaseh ha'egel shekafer meneskabel b'tshuva. That's what Rashi says in Avodah Zarah. So we say to him, hey, whatever you did, you didn't exchange God for a piece of gold. So if they did tshuva and they were accepted, and then the Mishkan was built, and Hashem came and brought his presence down to the Mishkan after they sinned the Chet HaEgel, well, then you could do it also. But then Hashem's going to accept you back also. Don't worry. All right, looks like we're out of time. So you're going to have to just promise me that at least you're going to read the next couple of paragraphs. Just the last line. So therefore he says, skip one paragraph. Avol b'nei Yisrael tignat derech afilu hanechashol min esakna. So this was a new creation. So this was the simcha. This was v'zalchein ha'isa simcha l'fan of kamo b'maisa b'reishis. Ki zeh tikkun ha'olam. Next time someone tells you tikkun olam, this is what you tell them. This is tikkun olam. This was a recreation of the world. The world was recreated through tshuva. That's what happened at the Mishkan. This was the 7 days. This was the recreation. The fact that they were able to bring the Shekhinah back down to the world after the Chetah Egel, this was Vayihi. This was Simcha Lefanav, like Vayihi Erev Vayivoka, like the whole world was recreated again. Because this was the world that was recreated through tshuva. Through tshuva. So the lesson for us, I think, is a very, very strong and powerful one. And the lesson is that each of us has the ability through tshuva to totally recreate ourselves, to totally make ourselves brand new people. That's what the Koach HaTshuva does. The world was recreated, the Mishkan was came, the Ribono Shel Olam Shechina came down to Klal Yisrael. It was like a day of Matan Torah. It was mamish like that day of Ahi Vayom HaShmini, that day which was Lamala Min HaTeva. Yom HaShmini goes back to talking about how eight is Lamala, 7 days is Teva, eight is Lamala Min HaTeva. So we have to have that trust and that belief, especially during these 7 weeks that we're preparing for Shavuos. We have to have that trust and that belief that we could be Zoche, either through the vehicle of the Tzadik Gamor, which is the harder path, or the vehicle of the Baal Tshuva, that once a person did Tshuva, which is the shorter path. Hopefully Hashem should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to keep on taking Kol Asher Timtza B'Kochach B'Yodcha B'Kochach HaAseh, to take the koach of our neshama to define our yadayim, to define our actions, to define all of our actions, that we should tap and be zochet to that he'ara on Shavuos. Hopefully we'll all be zochet to that. Have a wonderful Shabbos.